I just want to clarify a few things. I know I was the first speaker, and it was probably 4 hours ago that I spoke, but I just want to clarify that we are now very much engaged in a discussion about a policy that we have no idea how much the enforcement of this policy would cost the city. That's an accurate statement. Is that correct? So basically, we as a council are saying we'd like to see something come back on the agenda for potential approval as drafted by the Planning Commission, and yet we have no idea how much revenue is going to be brought in if we were to pass this policy, whether or not that revenue would cover the additional expenses that our city is going to have to address as a result of this policy, and whether or not we'd have to take money from the general fund to augment the services that we now need. This isn't about, I mean, I hear a lot of claps and cheering, and that's wonderful, but we have a fiduciary duty to the taxpayers of the city to engage in policy-making decisions that we can actually afford. And we don't know if we can afford this. That's what I heard. The first question that I asked was, do we even know if we can afford this? And the answer was very clearly, we're going to come back to you with information. And now we're saying, what's the big rush? We've been working on this for years. I've been working on this for a very short period of time. And while I respect that other colleagues have been working on this for years or decades or whatever the case may be, we shouldn't be rushing this process. This isn't about whether or not people should be able to use marijuana to assist them with health ailments or any other condition that they may have. That this isn't a debate about that. This is a debate about, we are a city, one of the largest urban cities in the state of California, embarking on a journey that might cost us some money. Why is it going to cost us money? Because this particular type of establishment attracts unintended consequences. I'm not talking about legitimate users who need this medication. I'm talking about people who are trying to abuse the system. I'm talking about people who are opportunistic, who understand that these are cash-based operations. I'm talking about people who, for whatever reason, can't figure out how to get a doctor's recommendation and don't have the legitimacy that 99.9% of the people that use these facilities will have. I'm talking about those people that are going to tax our police department. Our police department is not prepared for this policy change. Period. Done. I don't care who here thinks it's a great policy, and I don't care who believes that we're ready to go today. Our police department is not ready for this policy change. They don't know how many additional hours they're going to need. They don't know how much more money they're going to need. They are not ready for this. And they won't be ready for this until we have some opportunity to do analysis to determine whether or not the sales tax we expect to receive from these businesses will, in fact, cover the cost of enforcement, public safety, and security. We don't have enough information. This isn't about just pushing something through. This is about thinking it through. And so I understand this has been a long journey, and I respect and I appreciate. Thank you, Mr. Goodhue. We're starting to agree on more and more things. Oh. I really think we need to slow down. This isn't about being pro or against or anything like that. I mean, you know, a lot of people here know I'm a prosecutor. I'm sensitive to the work that our police department's going to have to do if we engage and if we take on this policy. I'm not saying we should or we shouldn't. I'm absolutely not saying that. What I'm saying is, let's say the analysis reveals that we expect X amount of dollars in revenue, in tax, okay? And let's say we don't have enough in that tax to cover what the police department, code enforcement, planning, business license, et cetera, think they're going to need to run these operations. Where are we going to come up with that extra money? We haven't even had that discussion. So this is going to come back to us in 30 to 60 days for what? If we can't afford this, we can't pass this.
Oh, hey, guys, this is not a conversation, so Councilman Price has the floor.
So I do not believe we should rush it until we have, at the very least, the financial data. I want to hear from our police chief and his staff and the city manager what we expect our financial obligations in regards to the enforcement of these operations to be, so that I can weigh that in to what tweaks I want to put into the current proposed ordinance. I understand that's not a popular position here in this room. I will tell you that I've received tons of emails from my constituents who are concerned about the very same things I'm concerned about. And when the time comes, I'm sure they too will come and line up and speak. But the bottom line is there's a lot of interest, a lot of people who care, and we need to make a prudent, wise decision and not rush anything forward. And I don't mean to insult anybody when I say rush forward, because I know there's been people who've been working on this for years. Admittedly, I have not. I'm not saying they haven't. I'm just saying I have not. I can't pretend I have. I haven't. So I just would caution my council colleagues, you know, let's not rush this. Let's at least find out what this is going to cost our police department. I mean, isn't that fair that we allow them, give them the respect to at least be able to tell us this is what we're going to need to be able to serve you? Because I want to make sure that whatever policy we decide to engage in, that we have the support and backing of our police department and that we don't at all marginalize our ability to serve the community in terms of public safety. I'm concerned about that. I will tell you right now, I know that the chief was extremely classy in his presentation tonight. He was extremely neutral. I have nothing but respect for our chief. I will tell you, he didn't say it. I'm going to say it. Our police department is not ready for us to move forward on this policy. They don't know what the impact is going to be to them. That's just a reality.
Thank you, Councilwoman Mungo.
So I want to echo some of the comments of my colleague, Councilmember Price, and also state that I think that each of us brought up questions of financial responsibility, and I expect that that would be in the two from four back from our city manager. Did you hear that today, Mr. West?
Absolutely, yes.
And do I have the confidence in you that if you are not ready and the financials are not yet there from Mr. Gross and Leah, that it would be more important to wait an extra week, plus or minus however it ends up working out, to get the true figures to review before making those implementations?
We'll be able, Councilmember or Mayor, we'll be able to get you the potential costs pretty quickly. What we won't be able to get you is a realistic number on the revenue that we can expect, but definitely the costs will be very quickly.
So with that being said, and with the respect for the needing these reports back, let me see if I still have my list of some days. It sounds to me like you're getting back to us with information on costs, regulations, my questions about contamination, and other things that I know are written in very complex language in the ordinance, but that constituents, and like Councilmember Price, I've had extensive constituent concerns and advocacy for this matter, and I want to be properly informed. And so would we say that that memo is expected back to us sometime around the end of March, which would give us some time and for you to agendize and be back late April?
Yes, and we'll review the text of tonight to give up a list of the questions that were requested, and then within 7 days we'll get a memo to the City Council on what we can answer within 30 days and get that back to you as soon as possible.
And I think it's also important to set clear expectations that just because many of us are eager to agendize this and eager to have a task force, it's important to remember that that task force might not come out with the results that you anticipate when it is rushed. And so if the task force wants to come back in 60 days and say we need more time, you might need that time to go over these costs that the city manager is providing and come up with creative solutions and or face the fact that you might not have 5 votes. So be cautious and or come back early, and there are many constituents that would be happy to vote down the ordinance. So just make sure that we have a balanced discussion with advocacy on both sides to ensure the constituents are served. And I think the next... She's on.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have Vice Mayor Lowenthal, and then Councilmember Uranga.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Has the substitute been solidified?
Yeah, you.
Yes.
Can we restate it for me, please?
Oh, okay. I have it somewhere. Okay.
Let me say it.
I got it. Here we go. Okay. By February 17th, a memo of subject matter for the memo, including the costs and anticipated revenues, back to the council for discussion and amendment to ensure that the city manager can have the two from four memo back to the council with answers by March 24th. Each council member, I have to amend this part according to Mr. Mays, so make sure I'm doing this correctly. The city attorney will bring an item before council next week to solidify the creation of a task force, at which time the council should expect to be able to turn around recommendations to the mayor within a week. So if we solidify the task force, is that a double reading, Mr. Mays?
Single, we do it by resolution.
Okay, so by resolution. So that would be next week, and then we would have until the 24th to submit our names to the mayor, and then we would have an agendized item either April 21st or 28th to discuss the two from four, the resolutions, the costs, etc. And the task force would be meeting simultaneously at this time. Is that what you remember of seconding?
I do, and if you can restate the time frame of agendizing the Planning Commission item.
That will be after the April 21st or 24th, depending on which way you count the 30 days. It will be shortly after.
But that's part of the instruction?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. There was a lot of conversation. And I just wanted to, again, thank everyone for their contribution to this conversation. I do respect that several of us are new and several of us are part of the group that was working on this originally. In the not knowing of the fiscal impacts of this particular policy, I just want to caution us. We don't ask the same questions when we're opening bars or liquor stores or convenience stores. So it's,
yeah, we do. We actually do.
We do, but because I have the greatest number of bars and entertainment licenses in my district, the amount of resources that it draws down on public safety, we never recover that, and we don't put that on them. And so maybe we should, but we don't. So we can go back and look at the hundreds of thousands of dollars that public safety has spent on just those establishments in the second district, and we will know for sure that those have never been recovered. So in addition to that, I wanted to mention that I like the time frame that Councilmember Mungo has put forward. I think it's important in terms of seeing the next steps, and we do have recommendations for the task force. The naming of the task force, Councilmember Mungo, is that your March 24th date?
February.
Okay, sorry. All right, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Councilwoman Price.
Thank you. In regards to that point, and maybe I can direct this question to the police department. Do we have a unit in the police department currently that is funded, that is tasked with giving us recommendation when a restaurant or a facility requests alcohol and/or entertainment permits?
Yes, we do. We have a vice section that's their specific job.
And every time there's a request for an alcohol or entertainment permit, we're able to go and look at the calls for service, the type of criminal activity, et cetera, that's occurred around that location before making that decision, right?
Yes.
Do we have a similar ability to do that right now with medical marijuana facilities based on our prior history with medical marijuana facilities?
We do not.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Lowenthal, is that you queued back up, I think?
I did. Just the point about not knowing the revenue, I do think the legal collectives certainly file their legal C's, and there is a Board of Equalization report that would at least inform us on what the legal collectives would bring in terms of revenue and what percentage tax estimation can be made. And so we're not that removed from having that information accessible, and I want to be sure that that's acknowledged.
We'll make sure we utilize those metrics.
Thank you.
Okay, I just hope that always is something that we're always considering. And remember that if we don't believe that we have the information that we need At the time that it comes to us, that's the appropriate moment, to, I believe, to receive and file or ask for more information or continue or do what we need to do. So I'm going to go to the city attorney. Mr. Richardson, did you have another comment?
I think the city attorney's probably going to, I was going to ask, could he, restate, because I'm just unclear when we get to see our maps.
He is going to restate the motion, and then we're going to, a vote. So, Mr. Mays.
Mr. Mayor, I do have one point of clarification. When we bring back the resolution next week to form the Medical Marijuana Task Force, would the mayor be appointing two members for the 4th District?
Oh.
Or would there be a mechanism to appoint someone for the 4th District?
I think we should put the 18.
You know, I think, we discussed doing the 18 members, so I guess we would appoint two from the 4th District that would represent the 4th District. I think it's probably fair. Unless there's I really didn't have an intention of appointing anyone, to be honest, but nor do I feel I need to.
So I'm going to amend my motion down to 16, and only because I don't necessarily think that my appointments will definitely be from the 5th District, but represent the interests of our districts. And I think we all, yeah, it's at large. Yeah. And you don't even have to be technically in the city.
And I'm actually okay with that. So I think 16 members.
Is the second okay with that? Okay.
Because you're not necessarily, they're not going to be demographically based. I mean, they don't have to be from that area. So 16 members, is that correct? Okay. And before we vote, just for the public record, and I want to make sure this is noted in the resolution, Mr. Mays, that each council member is going to appoint two, and they're going to submit the names to me, but I'm not going to be vetting those names. And so that's an extensive process. So whoever you all submit whoever is going to be on the commission. I'm not going to reject or approve of names. And so that's completely up to the council members. Okay, so that's a motion on the floor. Do you want us to take a hand vote, Mr. Mays, or record the vote? I know we can't do official votes.
We can record the vote.
Can you repeat the motion for us one last time?
I can try. In sort of order, next week the city attorney will prepare a resolution establishing a medical marijuana task force that will be each city and council member will appoint two members to that task force. The mayor will not make an appointment. There will not be appointments for the 4th District. The city manager will return with a memo with his understanding of the issues that were raised this evening, the questions that the council has hopefully by February 17th. On or about March 24th, the city manager will prepare a 2-from-4 addressing in some detail the issues that were raised in the initial memo from the city manager. In April, we will agendize a meeting that will include a presentation from the task force, and will also include a discussion, and we will agendize the Planning Commission's ordinance that they have recommended for approval.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a vote on that motion, and we will do a hand. Do you want us to record it?
We can. Yeah, let's record the vote.
Okay, let's go ahead and record the vote then. Council members, please cast your votes on the motion on the floor.
Motion carries 6-1.
Okay, motion carries. With that, we're going to conclude our study session. And let me just say this to conclude. I want to thank everyone actually for participating. I think that, again, having sat through a lot of these, this was probably the most civil, even though it was long and it was intense. It was probably also one of the most civil conversations we've had about medicinal cannabis, and so I want to thank the public for that. Thank you.